WWE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 program brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE News time is 8:43. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, Al Slappy, the president of the Emporia Eastside Community Group.
Al, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Al.
Not too bad. How you gentlemen doing?
We're doing all right. It sounds like things are moving along pretty well here for the Eastside Community Group. Had a special barbecue over the Memorial Day weekend and lining up right now for dedication of the basketball court next week.
That's very true. I mean, we enjoyed... thus far, you know, working with the city and other organizations to help us support this project, you know, for the community itself.
So when did the basketball project start, Al?
Well, I'm going to say probably about, better than 10 years in the making, you know. First, a lot of conversation and assurance of a different conversation from the different organizations involved and companies and business involved, along with the city, you know, and the fundraisers that we have within the group, to try and figure out what's the best that we can get, mostly longevity and something that will accent, you know, the community as a whole.
There's been a lot of work that's been undergone here over the last 10 to 15 years. Remind folks that haven't been paying attention, really, what you've added here to the park and kind of leading up here to the basketball courts, which I think was the most recent addition.
What we've had, the shelter, which was there. Then there's a restroom. There's a water fountain and... a little smoker there by the upper shelter. Then we had the playground equipment. After the playground equipment, at the same time, we're finishing up on the oblique, which is a monument that's there at the park, right on that northeast corner. And what it represents, you know, that if you look at it closely, there are handprints on it. Whose exactly cannot say, but yet indication of this is what it took to build not only the city, you know, but the county. And then here we are as people, you know, if we work hand in hand, you know, things can be accomplished.
And talking with Eastside Community Group President Al Slappy on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning on KVOE. It is 8:45. Well, plenty of fundraisers went into getting much of this stuff accomplished, huh, Al?
That and a lot of donations working with the Emporia Community Foundation. The ladies there, you know, been with us, you know, and pinpointing us in directions, you know, to help, because, you know, for some, this is just a journey, you know, whereas you're trying to do something to help the community be better. And then also, you know, you look at it yourself as a group and say, you know, this is something that we did, which passes on, you know. And so that's what we try to look for, the park to be something for all of our grandkids and then even maybe their kids, you know, to have a chance to experience this, you know, something that was done by the community and with the community.
And speaking of that, you know, I've taken my kids there a number of different occasions just here over the past few months, and it's amazing to see, you know, the growth of the park and really how it's being used now. It seems like on a regular basis, morning, afternoon, or even nighttime, there's people there enjoying that park right now.
Well, yeah, and one thing we looked at the very beginning was, you know, what is the demographics of, you know, our area, you know, where the park is. And so now, as a group, we did a lot of lit work, and with others, you know, Carol Marshall and Roger Heidegen, you know, worked with us, and then all of our members that's there on the Eastside Community Group. We filter out and was asking questions, you know, just to anyone that we knew, our friends, and then those that would be staying, like, in this general area. And so it just like, well, this is a project that we can take on, you know, to, you know, make things just a little bit different, to give a sense of peace and comfort, you know, for where we all are.
Well, Al, tell us about the dedication of the Memorial Park basketball court.
Well, it's going to be pretty easy going. The time is stating 11 to 1. So that's like you come and go as it is, but it's just not, just to take a look if you have not seen it, then look at it as it is at the moment, you know, and then understand, you know, that there are some future things to try to happen, you know, along with the basketball court, because it does add a added attraction for the general area and even anybody that want to play and feel comfortable. So the basketball court is a very important step thus far.
Okay, so
that will be Monday?
11 to 1 Monday?
Yes, on the 20th of June. You know, that's a pretty impactful weekend. You know, we give a hooray for us dads and that sort of stuff. So, and then you'll have the Juneteenth also at that same time period weekend, not here with us, but, you know, just a kind of a trio for us guys at this moment.
And I was going to say, that kind of serves as an impromptu marker here locally for Juneteenth. And I wanted to ask you here too, Al, just, you know, you had mentioned to me during the barbecue a couple of weeks back that this is not the end of the road here for the Eastside Park. You guys are at least discussing a possibility of maybe expanding just basically essentially right across the railroad track and then connecting the Eastside Park with Lakeview Park, which is just across the track, literally.
Yes, there again, like you said, conversation.
Right.
You know, I don't want to say, well, he said this, and, you know, and Slap and Al, you know, kind of not too much that he knows about certain things, but, you know, but I think if once we get here and work together with the different ones that's involved, and then getting some diagrams of what visually you see what could be, and then join those groups together, and so that, you know, we can do that. And yes, Lakeview, that's what we're hoping for. And then there's some more parking, you know, that's necessary as well. Not only just for, you know, picnics and things of that nature, but if either the basketball court becomes full and, you know, the young ones have their families out, you know, then that area gets pretty clogged, which does not leave space for, you know, the shelter parking, you know. So, yes, some things we're looking at and working with others to beautify the park with a wildlife flower bed. You know, that's in conversation to be like on that northeast corner, but all still conversation. And just insurance, because we don't want to do anything that would be negative for anyone that used the park for some reason or another. The best we could, as we can make that happen.
All right.
Well, congratulations on all you've done, Al.
Well, thanks to the group. I mean, members of the group, you know, I mean, I'm just legs. you know, but without the members of the group, you know, I mean, you know, I just don't know what the task would be, but I know it'd be very, very, very difficult. But with the group and then us sharing with other members and our friends that we know, it makes this a pretty easy task, but yet, you know, it's a task that, you know, it just takes a long time. You know, we don't have that $200,000 to do a project, whatever it might be, just to add it to that. So then it's a slow process, but yet when the product and everything is done, you know, we can say that it's well done for all of us.
Outstanding. Well, Al, really appreciate your time with us here today and looking forward to chatting with you Monday for the formal dedication of the basketball courts, and looking forward to what you got coming up down the road.
All right. Well, gentlemen, have a good day.
Al, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you later.
All right. That is Al Slappy, who is president of the Eastside Community Group, talking about the Eastside Memorial Park Basketball Court's dedication that will be coming up Monday, June 20th. They've done a lot of work to that park. It looks really nice.
Boy, it does.
It does look nice.
The kids love it. You know, you got the traditional playground equipment that's kind of an